can handle the truth.
All right, guys. Almost at the end of another week here. It's Thursday already. Got an interesting show for you lined up. We've got two guests today. The first hour is a guy who calls himself Colonel Joe. Says he's got the cure for cancer. Quite possibly so. In which case, I hope he is keeping his eye on the CDC and the FDA. And then second hour, we're going to have Kent Snyder, who is Ron Paul's campaign chairman. Should be an interesting show. I understand we're having some site troubles, people not able to listen in through the internet. Hopefully that's been resolved or will be resolved soon. But anyway, the show will be up on the archives. So, before we go to our guest, in fact, he probably won't be up for another couple minutes until after the first break. I just want to go over, as always, a few announcements. Just a reminder, once again, we're offering the Freedom to Fascism DVD by Aaron Russo. Excellent way to introduce people to the New World Order or to increase their understanding of it if they are already aware. This goes into a lot of detail on, particularly on the Federal Reserve and the income tax fraud, along with a whole lot of other things. And we've got that for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. You can get that by calling 800-724-2719. Again, that's 800-724-2719. Or you can just go to republicbroadcasting.org, and you can order your copy that way. Just a reminder as well, our website for Truth Hurts Radio is truthhurts.com, and that's spelled H-E-R-T-Z. You can go there and check over some interesting postings we've been putting on there. You can add your own contribution if you like. If you have any questions or comments that you want to send to me regarding the show or anything else for that matter, you can email me at Truth Hurts Radio. Again, that's H-E-R-T-Z. TruthHurtsRadio@AOL.com. You know, you got suggestions for guests or topics you want to see covered, you can let me know. You can also join me. I'm pretty much on Paltalk, paltalk.com, off and on pretty much all day, just about every day. Especially in the evenings, you can catch me on there exposing 9/11 as an inside job. In fact, that's a room I hang out in. 9/11 was an inside job. Just go to paltalk.com, download the free software, and you're in. It's a free program. It's pretty interesting. We get people coming in from all over the world. You never know who's going to pop in there. We have other radio talk show hosts that come in from time to time. Sometimes some, well, you just never know. You never know who you're going to see in there, including Homeland Security workers who come in and try to defend the official story. Very unsuccessfully, I might add. But God bless them, they still try anyway. Nobody believes them anymore, folks. I don't know if you caught the poll yesterday, MSNBC, 88% of Americans want Bush impeached. And there were tens of thousands of responders, too. I don't remember what the exact figure was now, but 88% want Bush to hit the road. So he's fooling very, very few people. So much for the claims of him having, you know, in the high 20s or low 30s approval ratings. right, sure. And the moon is made of cheese, the sky is green, and there is an Easter Bunny. Anyway, a reminder, my two books, The New World Disorder, as well as Piercing the Fog at 9/11, are both available. You can go to lulu.com. That's L-U-L-U.com. You can find it by searching for my name, Charles Giuliani, or just search for the title, Piercing the Fog at 9/11, or The New World Disorder. All right, guys, stick with us. We'll be right back. Hopefully, we might find out about a cure for cancer.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock.
All right, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani, and we've got Colonel Joe on the line here as our guest. Claims to have the cure for cancer.
That's true. Sure do.
Yeah, welcome there, Joe. Yeah, I'm intrigued.
Yeah, a lot of people are.
So what does this involve? Is it some natural herb that you've discovered, or...
It's natural, but it's not an herb. It's an acid called oxalic acid.
Now, is this related to Laetrile at all?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
Well, oxalic acid is an acid all by itself.
What's it derived from?
Weeds, mostly weeds. Things like parsley, spinach, carrots, beets. All of those things they tell you are good cancer fighters, it's high in, like dark chocolate.
So is this a concoction that you yourself have come up with?
No, let me explain it to you.
Okay.
It's called oxalic acid, and it's spelled O-X-A-L-I-C. And the A-L is pronounced like in the gal's name, Sally, called oxalic acid. It is a very strong poison. If you were to take 14 grams, which is half an ounce, mix it with some water and drink it, you might have 40 minutes to sign your will. And it's very high in weeds. And the reason it's in weeds is because it is a normal blood-borne chemical in the blood of all warm-blooded mammals. And for those who aren't knowledgeable about that, a warm-blooded mammal is any animal that feeds at the breast of the mother. This acid is in our blood. A mean value is like 288 micrograms, that's parts per million, in the anhydrous form, which is pure acid, for every 100 milliliters of blood, which is a little more than a third of a cup. Oxalic acid does what the brilliant dummies try to do with their chemotherapies. It will kill an abnormal cell, which we all produce. Every warm-blooded mammal produces abnormal cells. Nobody's perfect. Those cells have to be taken out of the blood. If they're not, and they stay in the blood, they begin to develop, and when they're developed, they call them free radicals. The reason they're free radicals and the reason they're a radical is because they will grow anywhere in the body, and usually do wherever the body is the weakest. It takes the path of least resistance, like everything else on the face of the earth. And it grows where your body's the weakest.
So how did you discover this?
Oh, I had a little touch of cancer, a little melanoma on my leg that came about when I, of all things, lost a poodle, a two-year-old, 8-pound poodle. His kidneys were destroyed. And in trying to find out what destroyed it, the vets kept telling me, well, it got into a poison. Well, it didn't get into any poison. Well, it was never out of the house, never out of the yard, unless somebody was there. And when the dog was put to sleep, I was off on a trip. I was working for Lockheed Martin at the time. When I got back, of course, I went to pay my bill, which was significant. And there was a vet there who was attached to the Colorado State Vet School, and he and I got into conversation when he came over and said he was sorry they couldn't help the dog. He knew exactly how I felt. Well, he didn't then, but he did after I told him what I thought about veterinarian medicine, which wasn't very nice. He made a comment to me. He said, well, there's one thing very damaging to renal tissue, which is the kidneys. I said, yeah, what's that? He said, oxalic acid. Well, my first brush with that was going back to the plant and then cornering the chemist and sitting them down saying, hey, make me smart. What in the hell is oxalic acid? Oh, gee, Joe, he said, we use that on the factory floor. We etch stainless steel with it. I said, oh, okay. Well, I looked in the library chemistry books just to get a little more education, and I found it in there, but not being a chemist, it disappeared a couple pages later into other formulas, which I didn't understand. About 4 months later, I was reading an organic gardening magazine and ran across an article in the magazine that said women who eat broccoli for the calcium don't benefit. Plants high, and guess what? Oxalic acid. Boy, that started a search. I called the headquarters.
So it prevents them from absorbing calcium? Is that what it does?
It what?
Oxalic acid prevents women from absorbing calcium in the broccoli?
No, the calcium does, yes. It blocks the acid, just like...
I see what you're saying, yeah.
Like calcium pouring baking soda on a battery terminal.
It's a base, yeah.
It decomposes it.
Right.
Well, anyhow, I called, and the gal there was very nice, and we chatted about that, and she said, oh, it's in lots of foodstuffs. And I said, well, is it good stuff or bad? She said, bad. Sent me a study done at San Diego University in California about kidney problems and kidney failures due to oxalic acid. Had a couple pages listing on many foods that had it in. Well, that's when I found out what happened to the poodle. We killed it out of kindness because it liked carrots and it liked beets. And a little chocolate now and then, all of those high in oxalic acid. And, you know, a little 8-pound food of it didn't take very long to start destroying its kidney. Well, when I got that and read that, I thought, well, you know, I'm not a young man anymore. And I thought, well, I better study this a little bit. I went through that 2 pages of all these items, and I marked a lot of them that we were eating. I decided I was going to stay away from that so I didn't get to have kidney problems. Well, I didn't have kidney problems, but one day a little red thing popped up on my inner thigh of my right leg, and I kept looking at that, and it didn't itch or anything, and, well, I ignored it and got a little bigger. Scratched it, and, you know, nothing happened. Well, finally, it busted out with a lot of little blisters around it. And those you could pick, and the liquid comes out of them, but never healed. Got a little bigger, and next thing you know, it had a little black spot show up. Well, anybody who wants to know what I'm talking about, go look at a melanoma. Once you see one, you never forget it. That's what was on my leg. And once you get cancer, you never forget that either, because you can't get it out of your mind. I can tell you from the experience. It never goes away. And that stayed on my mind. And I finally decided one night, going through the thousands of things that can go through your mind, I didn't have that until I went on that stupid diet. So I reversed it. Started eating all the things that were high in oxalic acid. The melanoma started drying up, finally disappeared. You could just peel it off.
No kidding.
Oh, I left nice pink flesh under there. Well, that's...
Now, the doctors had officially diagnosed you? I mean, you definitely...
No, I diagnosed myself. Yeah, like I say, when you get a melanoma, you'll know it. You don't have to go to a doctor. All you got to do is have a picture. Just look at the picture and look at your melanoma. They're all the same. Those skin melanomas, they all look alike.
Yeah, it's like a dark, abnormally shaped mole or something.
Oh, but they're round.
Yeah.
And then they spread, and then they get that first, they're like little white blisters. And that's the liquid coming up out of the skin. And then when you pick them, eventually they'll bleed, and that's when it turns black on you. But the circle just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Okay? It's like it goes out in all directions at the same time when you throw a rock in the water and then the ripples go out.
Yeah.
Well, anyhow, it disappeared. That's when I went after trying to find out everything I could about oxalic acid, and I've been amazed ever since. I'm still amazed every day that goes by. It is normal. It's a normal acid in our blood. In fact, you can't live without it because it's what keeps your blood clean. Many things were very surprising. I have the 15th edition of the Merck Manual. It's like a doctor's Bible. There's a chapter in there on the blood system and hematology, and there's a chapter in there on your vascular system. You will not find oxalic acid listed. And it is a normal blood-borne chemical in the blood of all humans.
So you think cancer results from an imbalance of that?
Absolutely, when you don't have enough. You see, and let me tell you how simple cancer is. Our bodies, and this comes from Andrew Weil, the famous big bearded professor out of University of Arizona.
I'll tell you what, hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back, folks.
Mm-hmm. Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
All right, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got as our guest, Colonel Joe, talking about cure for cancer. Just before the break, you were talking about a professor from the University of Arizona.
Yeah, Andrew Weil. He's big in, you know, the integrative type of medicine. And he thinks that's a good thing, and it is. But anyhow, he gives a description of cancer. What happens is our bodies are made up of cells, trillions of cells. Everything about us is a cell. And we consume cells every day for all our activities, providing heat to the body, energy, etc. And problem is, not all the cells that we produce are normal. Many of the cells are abnormal. Those have to be taken out of the blood. If they're not, and they stay in the blood, they become cancer cells. They call them radicals, free radicals. They're free in the blood until they start a tumor, and then they're no longer free. They're now a tumor, and a tumor is nothing more than that abnormal flesh growing in your body. And my finding says that usually it will start wherever the body is the weakest, follows the universal law on this earth, that everything takes the path of least resistance. And once those tumors start, it isn't long before they continue to spread. And they don't, by the way, they're not spread by other activities. The reason they spread is if you're developing a lot of abnormal cells. They all can't grow in the first one, and so they'll start a tumor somewhere else wherever the body is the weakest. And that's called metastasizing, I suppose, for need of a word. Now, what you do to fight that cancer, you can go in and a doctor will give you some chemotherapy, and guess what those are? They're usually all acids. Many of them, if not all of them, are poisons.
And it'll destroy your immune system, so you have no defense mechanism.
Yeah, but see, what they try to do is kill the abnormal cells before they kill too many normal cells. Well, they haven't been too successful. There's only one person that was ever successful in doing that. His name is God. Abnormal cells are killed by the oxalic acid without damaging healthy cells. Unless, of course, you overload like the dog did and it starts to destroy the renal tissue in your kidneys. Because the kidney, you know, cleanses the blood. And it does. Now, it cleanse out abnormal cells that have been killed by the acid.
Now, oxalic acid, is that produced in association with the white blood cells? Is that how the body's defense mechanism works?
No. You get it from the foods and beverages you eat and drink.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, it's, the
body doesn't produce it at all.
No. You're taking in like you do a lot of other items in the foods and beverages. And one thing significant about oxalic acid, it's in weeds, highest in weeds. And that stumped me for a little bit about, you know, why ain't it in wheat, oats, and barley, and all those things? Well, do you remember I said it's in the blood of all warm-blooded mammals, and they roam the face of the earth. So this acid has to be available all over the earth. And having spent 26 years in the Air Force and traveled around, I can tell you, wherever you go on the face of this earth, guess what you find? Weeds. That's how that's made available to all the warm-blooded mammals.
So how about dandelion greens? Would that be a good source?
Oh, you betcha. Any weed. Oak weed here in Arkansas, they called it the poor man's spinach. Any weed has oxalic acid. Of course, some more than others.
Well, that might account for the bitter or sour taste of weeds like that, right?
Oh, absolutely. It does. Now, many of the items that have the acid in, you don't benefit from because of the famous Food and Drug Administration. I think they're the number one cause of the poor health in this country.
Because, I agree.
Because there are five items that block this acid. And I think the biggest one, the number one cause of cancer and other diseases and problems, is citric acid. Now, citric acid is an acid you never need to take. If you need it, it's developed by your body, and usually it's developed when you get an excess of an acid. Even good acids can be toxic. Or an undesirable acid like oxalic acid, your body produces citric acid to flush that out. Well, it does the same thing if you take it orally. And believe me, when you get the opportunity, start reading the ingredients on everything you eat or drink. You're going to be amazed where you find citric acid. And the reason is, it's a great taste enhancer. Keeps the colors right, and it's a great preservative. A lot of people in the old days use it for canning purposes, to preserve what they can. Citric acid will wash it out of your blood. And that's why I call it the number one cause of cancer. Second item is calcium, because calcium will block the absorption of it, just like, you know, baking soda on battery terminals that have all the acid build up will take that acid right off the terminal. Same thing in your body.
So this wouldn't work good with someone who has osteoporosis who needs to take calcium supplements.
Not the supplements, no, but...
Hold that thought. We'll pick it up when we get back. Be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Carla Giuliani, we're talking with Colonel Joe about very interesting and simple and quite affordable cancer cure. We were talking before the break about osteoporosis and how calcium prevents the absorption of this vital nutrient for getting rid of cancer. Well, I can't call it a nutrient necessarily, but...
Right, right. Well, what if they need to take calcium, you know, there's lots of good supplements in food. One that is very good are almonds. If people were to take 3/4 to a cup of almonds, they'd probably get about 600 milligrams of calcium, and what's good about it is the almonds contain all the other minerals required to make bone material.
And it won't neutralize the acid?
No, because that calcium's bound up with the other minerals. Once it calcium's bound with another mineral, it won't interfere.
Oh, okay. So it's the pure calcium, yeah.
Sure.
That's the problem.
Sure. But now the next one is... very interesting. It's called electric magnetic fields. What the magnetic field does, it breaks down the oxalic acid because the molecule of the acid contains carbon. So when you get into a strong magnetic field, it breaks down and decomposes the acid. In fact, it does it so precisely that the U.S. Department of Agriculture uses a given amount of oxalic acid anhydrous, which means without any other liquid or it's pure acid, as a dose meter. or dosimeter when they allow radiation of foods like strawberry and beef and whatnot. They use that to determine the amount of radiation they've subjected the item to. Now, why they don't understand about the subjecting a human to EMFs beats me. And all those brilliant dummies. Now, those are the three main...
So that would be your standard X-rays and...
Oh, more than that, your microwaves, your juicers, the electric juicers. Excuse me, people juice carrots. And they like that because they're nice and sweet. The carrot juice that I recommend people get is called Hollywood. It's made by the Haynes Celestial Company. And they are, I'm not a paid advertiser. I don't take money from anybody, period, for any reason. I do sell a book, and that's about it. Many of those I don't get any money from because I'll give a free book to any senior that's struggling. Because all their money are going for medicine. But back to the...
Why don't you tell our listeners how they can get that book?
Well, they can call me. My number is 479-451-8517. Or you can go to my website. It's ColonelJoe.com. ColonelJoe.com. Colonel Joe is one word. ColonelJoe.com. Bottom of the first page is my phone number and my email address. Back to the blockers of oxalic acid. The next item is vitamin B6 or pyridoxine. You know, if you go by what the U.S. Department of Agriculture says, the daily requirement for B6 is 2 milligrams. To 4 milligrams. Now, 2 milligrams in the crystal form, you'd probably need a magnifying glass to see. Yet everybody is taking 100 milligram B6 pills, 50 B6 pills. They're in all multi-B vitamins. What that pyridoxine does, as your blood goes through the kidney to be cleansed, the pyridoxine cleans the kidney. The renal tissue in the kidneys. Now, if it's in excess, guess what it's going to take out of the blood when the blood goes through that kidney besides the dirty?
Oxalic.
Oxalic, you betcha. It'll take not only the dirty oxalic acid out, but some of the clean oxalic acid with it. And the other item is alcohol. You know, when they break down an item, say, see what's in a carrot, they'll take 100 milligrams of the carrot in the lab. The first thing they do is take out the fibers because there's nothing in fibers. Usually the next step is to wash the solution that's left with alcohol. Guess what that alcohol takes out? The toxic.
Well, oxalic. Yeah.
Bet. And then what they do, they save that alcohol and they put it in a small petri dish. And when the alcohol evaporates, it leaves like an ester powder. They measure that with an atomic counter, and that's how they measure how much oxalic acid is in the carrots or any item. That's the same procedure.
Mm.
Now, anybody who has cancer, all they have to do is stay away from those five blockers. Build up the oxalic acid level in the blood, and it will kill. After it kills any of the cells that are in the blood, it then will start working and killing the tumors. And it's amazing how that works, because it will kill the last tumor. If you have more than one, it will kill the last tumor first. In other words, it kills tumors in the regressed order, reverse order of how they developed.
So you don't recommend any supplements to take that has high concentrations of oxalic, just simply from foods?
Absolutely. Now, there you can use a solution for a mouth rinse that will kill any colds or any flu. And it's called oxalic acid dihydrate, which is 25% water. That's how they get it into the crystal form. And very interesting, it's not allowed to be manufactured in this country because it's so caustic through the processing. It gets into your lungs and your eyes. So it's only made in three countries, China, India, or Japan. And it's imported into this country. And it comes in the oxalic acid dihydrate form. Now, you can take, say, 300 milligrams of that, put it in a canning jar, and pour 600 milliliters of boiling distilled water in the jar. And when that cools, you can use that as a mouth rinse, and it'll kill any cold of any kind and any virus. And there even you could, but I prefer people use dark chocolate for this procedure. You want to get started on cleaning your blood up, you buy some dark chocolate Hershey Kisses, and you put two on each side of your mouth, outside of the gums, and just let them dissolve. Don't chew them. The oxalic acid in dark chocolate, the reason I use the chocolate, if you've been reading the papers, that's the newest cancer fighter now they've discovered.
No kidding.
Anyhow.
Good news for you chocolate lovers. Now, why dark chocolate? Why not light chocolate?
Well, because the milk that's in the chocolate is...
Oh, the calcium, yeah.
No. It's just milk fat, and it takes up some of the volume. Remember, it's all done by weight. So when they add milk fat to the chocolate, to call it milk chocolate, they're reducing the amount of the cacao, the chocolate that's in there. This is the amount of oxalic acid, simply a matter of weight.
You still get the oxalic from the milk chocolate.
Not as much as with the dark chocolate.
In volume, yeah.
And the reason now you put it out by outside your gums and teeth up against your cheek is that's the newest way they've told angina victims to put the nitro pill out there. It's absorbed in the blood quicker than under the tongue. Well, I just adapted that for putting the dark chocolate kisses out there, and it really works. Builds up the acid in the blood real fast, provided you avoid the other blockers. You can't. If you don't avoid the other blockers, forget it. Enjoy your cancer. And that's the cancer cure. Now, there's lots of other things associated with that, but I could talk for... Oh, I don't know, maybe 8-10 hours straight in order to tell it all to you.
Well, have you heard of vitamin B12 or Laetril? It's another proposal.
Oh, yeah, but I don't pay any attention to that. I've got more books on my shelf that people have sent me. They look good, and that's why I keep them. They make the bookcase look good. But I don't read them. If one would happen to mention oxalic acid, I do read that only long enough to find out what everybody says about it's a terrible poison. You need to avoid it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't pay attention, so I can't tell you anything about them. Other than I can tell you about Lorraine Days, where she has people drink 36 ounces of carrot juice. Well, you don't want to do that unless you juice your own. Because remember, when you juice your own, that electric motor decomposes some, if not most, of the oxalic acid in the carrot juice. That's why she can tell you to drink 36 ounces without killing yourself.
And is she still around, Lorraine Day? I thought she died.
I don't know. I don't get invited to her level. I'm not a doctor. People wonder about my... qualification. First, let me give you a number. It's 6133317. Let me repeat that again. 6133317. And now I'm going to tell you what that number is. You go to USPTO.gov on your computer. When that's a United States Patent and Trademark Office. When that page comes up, you click on Patents. When the Patent page comes up, you click on Patents Issued. And you write that number in there. That patent belongs to me. And it's a patent about what I've been talking about for the last at least half hour. I was granted three United States patents for oxalic acid. The one number I gave you is primarily the basic and applies to cancer. A second number, if you go to 1-8-613-3318, that patent was issued because it covers virus and bacterial diseases. And then there's a third number. I can't cite it right offhand. It's a new number. It is for vascular problems because oxalic acid, in cleaning your blood up of the abnormal cells, also has a tendency, it will break plaque up that's in your blood. By the way, they didn't have a name for the material in the plaque, but it is calcium and the bad cholesterol. So I got a name in my patent. It's called calcerous. And that had a little problem with the patent office until they discovered there was no other name. So it's now a new word in the vocabulary. It's called calcium. And the acid unclogs arteries and cleans plaque around and heart valves and everything else by breaking down the calcium. When it breaks down the calcium, that releases the bad cholesterol, and there goes the plaque. And I have testimonials and pictures of carotid arteries. One that was almost completely closed is now completely clear.
So you've delved into several different research of several different disease causes.
Because oxalic acid in the blood. It is the life in the blood. You can't live without it in your blood. If you did not have oxalic acid in your blood, you wouldn't be listening to this program.
Wow. So it's good for a lot of things.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it was first discovered in, I think it was 50 A.D. Oxalic acid comes out of the crust of the earth. And in order to get into the blood of warm-blooded mammals, it comes up through vegetation. And like I say, no matter where you go on the face of this earth, you'll find weeds. And that's the plant you need to get your oxalic acid.
Now, are there any... I imagine you've probably gotten vehemently attacked by the medical establishment.
Yeah, but that's okay. I insult them all the time because I want to... I want them to sue me. I want to get into court. I'm going to lay all my patents out. Who's going to fight with the patent office? I did it for 4.5 years... I had to overcome an initial denial of the first patent, which I did. And it took 4.5 years to get the first one and about, $35,000.
Wow.
I did get a patent. And believe me, everybody told me I would not get a patent that covered diets. Well, they're wrong because the diet is in the patent, in the form and the patent office has a rule. If it's obvious, you can't patent it. If it's not obvious, you can. So the first time they questioned it was because of the diet. That's obvious. Everybody diets. But what's not obvious were the 5 items you have to stay away from. They couldn't find anything, anywhere, that covered those items as being part of a diet that you do not take. That's how I got my patent. So I beat them twice, one on the non-obvious rule and the other one on their denial. And their denial was based on they didn't give us all the information initially when they denied us. I had to go out and find it. And it reversed their decision. They didn't give me all the pages of a document they used to deny my patent.
So there's not much they can do to you that way, legally.
As far as my qualifications, I hold a permanent commission in the United States Air Force as a lieutenant colonel.
So that is a real title then, Colonel Joe, huh?
Oh, yeah. I served 26 years.
Wow.
During that time, I went in right after Pearl Harbor, and 20 days after, in fact, I flew B-17s with the 8th Air Force. I had 29 missions to fly, and with my good luck on my last mission, the 29th, I got shot down. I spent a year as a prisoner of war in Germany, Stalag Luft III, famous saga. When I came out, I spent 6 years later on as a test pilot in the Air Force. And a lot of people say, what kind of qualifications is that? Well, I can tell you, when you're a test pilot, there's kind of three things you make sure of. One is that you see everything. The other is that you hear everything. And the third item is, don't forget what you heard and what you saw. First time you do, you're in a big heap of trouble. So that's pretty good training for when you do research. I can go back years to a document that I read something in and didn't use it for years, but I remember reading it.
Very interesting. When we get back from the break, I want to ask you real quick, what some of the best sources are that you found to get oxalic acid. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Guys, I'm back for a few more minutes with Colonel Joe. In the last few minutes, I just wanted to ask you, well, first of all, I'm assuming you've had a lot of, aside from yourself, a lot of success rates. A lot of people have come to you. And
oh, you betcha. You betcha I did. Yeah.
What types of cancers have you seen cured just across the board?
They're all the same. The only difference is the location. Brain tumors, all the organs.
And I had a friend a few years ago I lost. He didn't even reach 30 years old. He died of a brain tumor. I wish I had heard of you back then.
Well, for instance, let me tell you one that's very interesting. Green tea. Plain, ordinary old green tea. You know, you can put that in a pipe and smoke it. And it will, well, now, wait a minute. And it will relieve pain. Now, you want to make a good comparison? The first word I heard to describe marijuana was, guess what? The weed. Well, what do they do with marijuana when they smoke it?
Is that high in oxalic acid?
You betcha it is. It's a weed. That's all you need to know. When you ask if anything's got oxalic acid in, ask if it's a weed. If they say yes, then the answer is yes. Well, you can buy ordinary bulk green tea. Now, you can't use the stuff in the little bags. Buy it by the bulk, put it in the pipe, and smoke it. It will relieve pain, just like the weed does. Now, there's...
Okay.
Yeah. Now, any of those items that you go and make a drink out of, like tea, use distilled water. Get away from the calcium, because the calcium will reduce the oxalic acid in it.
Right. So, just drinking regular green tea?
It's a good source. Oh, sure.
Wow. Well, yeah, sure. I drink that quite a bit.
Oh, yeah, but I'll tell you, some of the others, you know, rhubarb is a good source if you eat the leaves. That's what kills the goats when they get in the rhubarb patch. They don't eat the stems. We do, because the stem isn't bitter like the leaves.
Yeah.
But anything along that line are high. Like Concord grapes are high. If you want to drink alcohol and you're on the diet, buy the cheapest red wine you can buy, like Paisano by Carlo Rossi. It will have oxalic acid in it. Cause it's
and the alcohol won't counteract it?
No, it's not. It's not that high, see?
Huh.
And you will benefit. Why do they always say the Italians are the healthy people in the Mediterranean? They don't say that about the French, because the French drink white wine.
Yeah.
The reason they do is because the Italians drink red wine. And the Italians drink the red wine because the French drink the white wine. And never the twain will meet on those two countries, believe me. They spent some time over there, so...
Very interesting. And it's also interesting how you never hear about this from the medical establishment, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know why not. I sent copies of everything to the NIH, American Cancer Institute. You'd be surprised.
Well, it couldn't be because they want to keep us sick because they make big money off of us while being sick. That couldn't be the motive.
I never thought of that. I'm only kidding. You're absolutely right. But I'll tell you, in all fairness to the doctors... They were not taught about oxalic acid when they went through school.
Right, they don't know. Unfortunately, Colonel Joe...
Books. That's why they don't know.
We've run out of time, folks. This is the man to get in contact with. You want more information about this, it's great stuff. Thanks for coming on, my friend, and we'll have you on again sometime.
You let me know anytime.
You bet.
Okay.